Shalom Aleichem to the Chashuv Tzibur. We know that Gemara says in Yom Taftes on the base that the second base of Mikdash was Nechrav because of the Chet of Sin Aschinam. We find something very interesting, a tremendous Chiddush, Rabbeinu Yehuda in Shaar Teshuva, in Shaar Gimel, Beis Lamedtes. Speaks about the lav of lesisna sachicha b'levavecha. Rabbi Yehuda of this as a lashon, l'hasav as midas asina minafshenu. L'hasav minafshenu as midas asina. To take away, to remove from our neshama the midah of sina. And the mashgiach of Chaskel Levenstein is medayik in the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that the lav is that a person shouldn't hate somebody else or have hate in his heart. Rather, l'hasir minafshenu, to remove from our neshama the midah of sinna. And it's mashma from the Rabbeinu Yehuda that a person has naturally the midah of sinna in one's neshama, not just in one's heart. Minafshenu, l'hasir minafshenu, the lav is to get rid of the midah of sinna. It's mashma that a person has the midah of sinna in one's heart. What does that mean? Do we naturally hate everybody else? Why would that be? That the entire love is to remove the midah of sinner from our hearts. Perhaps the understanding is, we know we have to the recha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. And why is that? Why is have to recha kamoicha such a critical klal gadol? The Alter von Kelm said something very interesting. We know Chazal Darshan from the pasuk of Lo Yeh Becha El Zor. Chazal Darshan, the lesson of Becha, that there shouldn't be, a person shouldn't have an Aveda Zor, a person shouldn't have a foreign God inside of him. What's Becha? Where does a person have Ezu El Zor Bekevah? Where is there Aveda Zor inside of you? That's the Eitzahar. So the pasuk b'shad of the Gemara is that the Eitzahar is located inside a person. The Alter von Kelm took it a step further. The Alter von Kelm said that Pshat is Becha, the Bekir Becha, the you are the God yourself. And he says that the Ikri Yetzahara of Laya Becha Elzar, Eza Elzar Bekir Becha, the Yetzahara, the Ikri Yetzahara that's inside a person is Abbas Atzmai, is a person's self absorption, that a person's wrapped up in oneself. Laya Becha Elzar, Laya Eza Elzar Bekir Becha, the Yetzahara means that the Yetzahara is located inside a person because the Ikri Yetzirah of a person is that a person is self-absorbed. Ikri Yetzirah is that a person is only wrapped up in oneself. The Ikri Yetzirah is a person only cares about oneself and doesn't think about anything else. And that's Becha, that's inside a person. This self-absorption that a person is only wrapped up in oneself, only thinks about oneself, only serves oneself, only bows down to themselves, only respects himself. That complete self-absorption is the cause of all the Yetzaharas, explains the Alter von Kelm. It causes a person not being able to mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It causes a person not to be able to connect to other people. The Ikri Yetzahara that's in a person, the Ikri Yetzahara that's in a person is the Ikri Yetzahara that's in a person is the Ikri Yetzahara that's in a person is the self-absorption and self-love that a person loves himself. After the Recha Kamecha Zekal Gadol B'Torah is that a person who can't step out of his own self-absorption has no hope. Not bin Olam Chaver, not bin Olam Makom. So according to this understanding of the Alter von Kelm, we understand why sinna is something which is in the nefesh of a person. Sin is in the nefesh of a person because it's the Yetzirah itself. What does sinna sinna mean? Sinna sinna means that a person hates the other person for no reason. So then why does one hate the other person if it's for no reason? The answer is because the other person exists. The other person's around. There's somebody else besides me. That is the opposite of avas atzmi. That means sinas chinam is that a person's avas atzmi, a person's self-absorption, is so extreme, is so complete that he can't be said, well, that's an existence of somebody else. And Rabbi Yen is teaching us that sinna is something which is in a person's neshama because the Yetzirah is in a person's neshama. A person has a Yetzirah b'kirbacha. So it's been afshenu. And that's shocking zach, that a person's natural state is sinna because a natural state of a person is self-absorption. I once heard from a Gavra Rabba, he said something incredible. We know that in the Torah HaKadosh, every time something appears the first time, that's the primary place all the Kadmonim bring down. So this Gavra Rabba asked me, where in the Torah does it appear for the first time something negative? So I was thinking, and he said to me, you know, the first time it says in the Torah something negative is Lo Tov Hayesa Adam Levado. Lo Tov Hayesa Adam Levado. He said to me, Vaistais, that the Lo Tov of the Bria, the Lo Tov of the Bria, what is the Lo Tov of the Bria? The Lo Tov of the Bria is that a person is about, a person is alone, a person is disattached, a person is disassociated, a person is wrapped up in themselves. That's the Lo Tov of the Bria. There's nothing worse than that. And if we understand that the root of sinas chinam is bin afshenu, because it's rooted in the elzar bekirbucha, because it's rooted in avas atzmai, so we understand why you could have a chorban bias because of sinas chinam. A lot of the mefarshim ask that is sinas chinam shakol. The Gemara says in Yuma it's shakol to the gimel averus. So we find that in the punishment it's not shakol. In the punishment it's nowhere near that. But the answer is that it could be that in the chumra of the avera, it's not equal to the gemal avera. It's without the punishment. It's a raya hachamer it is. But as far as chorban is concerned, it's equal. It's just as much a cause of a chorban because sinner comes from self-absorption. And if the yisayit of the Beis HaMikdash is that the shechina is shayra among us, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come for people who don't want him, for people who are self-absorbed, or people who are wrapped up in themselves. And that's the shayrish of sinner. The shayrish of sinner, besides the unraveling of Klai Yisrael, the shayrish of sinner is Levade, that a person is completely alone. As that person who doesn't have room for anybody else, Kolshkein, doesn't have room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come into his life. The Alter from Kelm in Sefer Chach Musa speaks a tremendous amount about Nesib Olam Chaveroi. He talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the only biographical fact that we know about Moshe Rabbeinu was Nosan Eina V'Libo. He grew up and he went out. Rashi says, Nosan Eina V'Libo Elias Meitzimam. He gave his heart and his eyes to feel their pain. There's a chiddush over there. Normally we understand that Noisa Ba'elam Chaveroi is coming to help them. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't help them, by the way. So what was the purpose of giving his heart and his mind to help to feel their pain? Noisa Ba'elam Chaveroi is not to facilitate help. A person wants to help, they can help. Noisa Ba'elam Chaveroi is that I'm stepping out of my own selfishness. And we find something incredible. When Moshe Rabbeinu met up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the first time by the Sneh, Rashi says there was a snare boyer, Rashi says, Imoyanechi b'tzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us in the tzara. That was the message of the snare. There was a fire, there's a shechina, and then there's the snare, there's the thorns. Rashi says, Imoyanechi b'tzara. Why was Imoyanechi b'tzara the first gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because that was the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. The story of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Imoyanechi b'tzara, the stepping out of his self-absorption to feel somebody else's pain. That's the whole Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the whole Rebbeinu Shalom. So the whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu was, like Rashi says in Shemos, Ima Enochi B'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayachol also has a midah of Nesibah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a midah of stepping out of himself. And that reflected to Moshe Rabbeinu because that was what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. And that's what brought the Shechina into his life. So when we want to build the Beis HaMikdash again, we want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives, back into Klal Yisrael's lives. We need to do our Rabbeinu Yonah says, L'hosir min afshenu es midas adosir, min afshenu es midas asinah, to remove this tremendous self-absorption. And that's the Yisrael of Ahavta Erecha, Kamoich HaZekah, God Batera. And when we will step out of our egocentrism and our selfishness and our levadai and feel somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also feel our pain, Imma Yanochi B'Tzara.